You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Concrete is one of the world's most polluting materials, accounting for between 5 and 8% of global CO2 emissions. For the past several years, University of Auckland Engineering faculty, Dr. Enrique Del Rey Castillo, has been researching and developing an alternative which could decrease the environmental impact of concrete by reducing the amount of cement required in its production. Using a blend of volcanic ash, or pumice, and kai moana shells, both of which are natural, local, and more sustainable materials, Castillo has explored how traditional Roman engineering and Mātauranga Māori could work together to make a material that's built to last. I spoke with Dr. Castillo about this topic, firstly by asking him to discuss his research on this alternative concrete solution.
So my PhD was in structural engineering, but as I moved into an academic position, I started to broaden my research areas. So about 7-8 years ago, I started looking at sustainability of concrete. Initially, I was looking at the common traditional research, which is using, for example, fly ash or steel slag, which comes from coal plants and manufacturing of steel. But after a couple of years, I realized that we have a better opportunity here in New Zealand because we have a lot of volcanoes. And volcanic ash is basically the same thing that Mother Nature made it for us instead of having to burn coal. So that's how I got started in this area of looking at pumice. And then over the years, I started to learn a bit more about how the Romans made concrete, and they used pumice, which is a type of volcanic ash, volcanic material, mixed with lime. So that got me thinking that perhaps that would be an option instead of just replacing part of the cement with ash, with pumice. Maybe I could make a concrete that doesn't have any cement at all, because cement is the main contributor to carbon footprint. So if we can remove the cement from the concrete, then the carbon footprint of the concrete reduces a lot. So that's what got me started at looking at how we can make lime out of limestone, out of seashells, which are the same thing, and mix that with our volcanic ashes and make concrete that doesn't have any cement at all.
How have you benefited from Mātauranga Māori and Mana Whenua in this development of this concrete?
So maybe about 4 years ago, I got contacted by another researcher at MASI, a volcanologist, who has been working with Te Aroha for a few years. And it's thanks to her that I got introduced to TPT, the Post-Settlement Trust. I've met with Iwi a few times, and one thing perhaps that shocked me at the beginning is the mentality of long-term vision. Because, for example, one of the first things that they told me is, look, Enrique, I don't really care too much how much money we can make out of this if we are going to leave the world in a worse place than it is now. So we need to find a way to mine this volcanic ash without destroying the environment. And that you'd never get that type of response from business people, right? It's always, well, how much money can I make in the next quarter, in the next year, in the next 5 years? When am I get my investment back? So that was very refreshing. Rather than having the pressure of we need to make money tomorrow, is how we can leave the world a better place for our grandchildren and children.
What are some of the barriers that you need to overcome for this kind of material to be useful for builders or for use on a larger scale than it is at the moment?
I don't think there are technical issues. I think the technical issues are very, very limited. The biggest problem is in regulatory. And right now, it's not easy to get non-traditional cement into the construction industry because of the building code and the RMI and all of that. So the government needs to accommodate different new types of construction material. This is not only for concrete, applies also for timber and new steel, and start introducing codes and legislation that require performance rather than type of material. And the second one is economics, because we have been using cement for 150 years, we have a whole industry set up around that. It's no different than electric vehicles, right? We have the whole industry set up around gasoline and diesel. So changing the whole industry to be electric and electric chargers and all of that, it takes effort and money.
Have you identified any other countries or regions with an especially abundant amount of these resources that could pursue this alternative concrete production?
Yeah, so they have been using it in Turkey and in Greece for many years. I'm talking about modern times. Of course, 2,000 years ago, the Roman Empire built this everywhere in Europe. But in the last maybe 50, 100 years, these two countries have been using it quite a bit. Recently, in the last maybe 10 or 15 years, there has been a lot of uptake in the U.S., especially in the regions around Colorado and New Mexico, because they have volcanoes. They are very old. They are not young like the ones we have in New Zealand. There are a lot of companies that are opening new quarries, and they are introducing this material into the concrete industry.
In Aotearoa especially, we have a big problem for infrastructure with flooding and natural disasters, as we've witnessed here in Auckland ourselves. Could this kind of building material be a part of the solution for local resilience development?
Yes, but adaptation, climate adaptation is an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. What we need to solve is gas emissions. We need to stop emitting CO2. So this is the main benefit of stop using so much cement. Obviously, we can build the same infrastructure with this concrete as with a normal concrete.
What kind of support would you want from the government in order to pursue this research and operation most effectively?
I think the most important thing that they can do is through procurement. They need to emphasize that any government construction, and you know, think about Kiwi Rail, Waka Kotahi, hospitals, schools, all of them, they should be investing more heavily and start using this type of concrete, being more open to force the concrete suppliers to be more sustainable.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.